Hare Krishna. Thanks for being here. All these bright, smiling faces. Thanks for coming. It's so nice to see the devotees. We get encouraged, right? By seeing like-minded people. When we do things that we like to do, if we see others doing it, we become more charged up, right? I used to do that at concerts, right? I'd go to musical concerts. And everybody would get so, you know, wrapped up. Oh, you're going to see some star, some famous person. But then it ended, and it really wasn't that great. But here, we can keep coming again and again and again and see ecstatic devotees and begin to enjoy real pleasure, right? The real pleasure, because it's spiritual. So we're going to chant for the deities to purify the atmosphere. It's called Jai Radha Madhava. Does everybody know the Jai Radha Madhava? Yeah, yeah. So sing along. It's our standard format. I'll sing, then you repeat. And we'll do a little Hare Krishna too. And then we're going to read from Bhagavad Gita. What's the big festival coming up? Do you know? Gorpurnim, Gorpurnim Ke. Jai, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's the actual date of our festival? March 1st. So that means it's next week on Thursday, right? Does everybody know? Thursday, March 1st, next week. Make a plan to come to the temple in the evening. So if you work, kids have school, it's all right. You can still come. Come and enjoy the program. It's going to be really, really special. We do Abhishek of the deities. We take the deities out on Parikram. Has anybody been on that before where we take Gorni Thai out? Yeah, it's really ecstatic. It's, you don't want to miss it. It's a wonderful festival, and we'll talk about that. That's what we're going to talk about in class today. So we'll read from Gita, and we'll talk about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Janavalava Girivada Dari Jaya Gopi Janavalava Girivada Dari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Chari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalava Girivada Dari Jaya Gopi Janavalava giddy ba da da dee. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Jamona tera vanachari. Jai Go Premanande, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ke, Iskan Guru Ki, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Vyasa Puja Ki. Before we start, I just want to thank you again for being here. Thanks for coming and sitting here. So many other things you could be doing, but you're here. And I'm sorry you have to listen to me. But I was chosen to speak about Bhagavad Gita, so I'm going to try to say some nice things about Lord Chaitanya and Bhagavad Gita. But I want to encourage you all, as you hear things that I say, you may think of things yourself, right? You may have realizations. You may have questions. Interrupt anytime. Raise your hand. Ask a question. And if you don't have to wait to the end, because then you might forget. And then I go, do you have any questions? Everybody goes, But you might have had some earlier. And it's good to ask questions, right? Krishna's in your heart. And so he's brought you here for a reason. He's going to make me say things that aren't me, right? I'll think that I thought, well, I should say this. But what happens is Krishna talks through you as a devotee. Have you all experienced that? Yeah, when you preach to people, when you tell people about Krishna, you'll tell them things and you'll repeat things that Prabhupada said, and it'll affect them strongly, right? They'll go, wow. You know, they'll say, that's something I've thought about a lot, and then they'll ask you more questions. And so it's important when you do that, that Krishna is in your heart and he's going to let you hear things that are going to be important to you where you are right now. Because we're all struggling, right? It's a struggle. Sometimes the struggle is good and sometimes the struggle is really bad. It's really hard, right? It's always a struggle because Krishna wants us to remember him. He wants us to remember him. This isn't the heavenly planets, right? This isn't the hellish planets. This is the perfect place for God realization. Because it's a little bit difficult, it's a little bit easy, right? We don't have all suffering and we don't have all pleasure. If it's too nice in the heavenly planets, they're just enjoying all the time, right? The only time they pray to Krishna is when there's some little interruption in their enjoyment, right? Then they go to Indra. If things are really bad, they go to Lord Brahma. So then what do? They call Lord Vishnu. They go to the causal ocean, they go on the shore, and they pray, Krishna, help us. Vishnu, come and help us. So the same thing is there for us. Krishna's in our hearts. He's on the altar. He's in the temple room. He's everywhere. So he's intimately involved in your life. Everybody in here, he knows you so well. Can Krishna be that interested in that many people? Yeah, he is. He created unlimited souls. And we're eternal. So it's not like he really even created us. We always existed, right? So he's always loved us. But what happens when you have a beloved friend or some family member leaves? Oh, you miss them, right? You really want them, their association back again. Well, that's what Krishna is with us. He wants us back. He wants us to come back to the spiritual world. So we are unbelievably fortunate that we have met the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, that we have Srila Prabhupada's books to read and purports explaining this beautiful knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And so I've chosen a verse which mentions Lord Chaitanya, and it's Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's going to be the fourth chapter. It's the eighth text, 4.8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is a famous verse. Y'all will probably be able to recite it better than me, so I apologize for my Sanskrit. Paritranyaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam dharma samstapartanarthya sambhavami yuge yuge. Who recognizes it? Yep, it's very famous. Okay, here's the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Please repeat, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear. Millennium after millennium. I like that enthusiasm. I'm not quite sure why millennium is so important to you, but that's all right. Millennium after millennium, Krishna comes in different forms, features, shapes, personalities. Wait a minute, there's only one God, right? But he can come in as many forms as he wants. Krishna is not limited to our brains, right? Krishna is way more powerful than that. Krishna can do what he wants. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu, holy man, is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness fully and wholly, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And duskritam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants, or duskratam, are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well-cultured. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons, but the Lord especially descends to appease his unalloyed devotees, who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may happen to be his kin. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudev were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So, Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than kill Kamsa, but both were performed simultaneously. Therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demon miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj, the following verses summarize these principles of incarnation. Quote, "The avatar or incarnation of Godhead descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation. And the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar." Close quotes. There are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Shaktivesha avatars, Manvantara avatars, and Yuga avatars, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees, who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastimes. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. This indicates that he incarnates also in the age of Kali. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali, that's the age we're in, is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, which is congregational chanting of the holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya, as the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly, but not directly, in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as the Upanishads, Mahabharata, and Bhagavatam. The devotees of Lord Krishna are very much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill miscreants, but delivers them by his causeless mercy. Omagana Tarandasya Janandan Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasma Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobisam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swam Rupa Karamayam Dharanti Sva Padantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master is opening my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances under the dust of his lotus feet. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasati, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, 10-point bonus question. Who were the miscreants that Lord Chaitanya did not kill but saved? Nope, not millennia. You get minus 10 points. And you're in danger of being thrown out of the class, young man. No, I'm just joking. Okay, who are the personalities that Lord Chaitanya did not kill, but he spared instead? Jagai and Madhai. Yeah, nobody has to raise their hands. Jagai and Madhai. Instead of killing the miscreants, he saves the miscreants and turns them into pure devotees. Can you just imagine how bad Jagai and Madhai? Does everybody know the story? No. Well, let's tell you the story. Jagai and Madhai were these horrible, horrible contemporaries of Lord Chaitanya. They were in Navadvip at the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were, I mean, rascals of all kind of rascaldom. They were really bad. They stole. They cheated. They raped. They murdered. You name it, they did it. The demigods that keep track of sinful activities couldn't keep track of all their sinful activities. That's how bad they were. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda said, I'm going to save those two. I'm going to make them into disciples of Lord Chaitanya. I'm going to give them Krishna Prem. Even though they're the lowest of mankind, right? There was no one lower than Jagai and Madhai. And so Lord Nityananda Prabhu approaches these men. And of course, they're intoxicated. They're insane, practically. They try to kill him, right? They throw a pot at him. They draw blood. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu is bleeding profusely from the wound that was given by Jagai, I think, right? Jagai had done it. And Madhai, immediately, his brother said, why did you do that? And he's just a sadhu. You don't have to hurt him. Like some softness came into the heart of Madhai, right? But when Lord Chaitanya heard that Jagai and Madhai had attacked Lord Nityananda Prabhu, what happened? Lord Chaitanya came and he was going to kill those two. He ordered his Sudarshan Chakra and he was going to cut them to pieces. And Lord Nityananda said, no, stop. This is Kali Yuga. If you kill these two, you got to kill everybody. Because it's the most degraded age. He said, let me have charge of them. Give them to me. And he said, no, they have offended you. They said, the only way they can get mercy, my mercy, is to get your mercy. And the only way they get Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is if they ask for forgiveness. Lord Chaitanya was so upset, he didn't want to spare Jagai Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu had to talk him out of killing him. He said, wait a minute, Madhai, save me. He stopped Jagai from hitting me more. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, you have saved my Nityananda? You came to the rescue of my Nityananda? I give you my mercy. So then Jagai said, well, wait a minute, he's as bad as me. Give me your mercy too. Said, you have to go to Lord Nityananda and beg his forgiveness. So he did. And these rascals who had killed people, who had hurt people, who had stolen, who were feared throughout Bengal, became devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They became Hare Krishna devotees. They started chanting. They started doing Harinam. They started to serve the devotees. And all because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is important because in this age, Krishna has appeared as Lord Chaitanya. We all know Krishna, right? We can see the paintings. We know his pastimes. They're very famous. Who likes it when he kills the demons? Yeah, it's cool. It's fun, right? Krishna's like a movie or something, right? Like a Western, you know, the sheriff comes and he kills the bad guys, or there's a monster, right? Frankenstein. What do they do at the end of Frankenstein movie? I can't remember. They kill him, right? I think they kill him. So, you know, it's like that. everything that's cool and interesting in the material world now has its original counterpart in the spiritual world. Everything. There's nothing original in the material world. Everything is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And so even Krishna killing demons, it doesn't happen in the spiritual world. It only happens when Krishna comes to the material world. He actually kills the bodies of the demons. But in the spiritual world, there's no demons, right? But there is a sense. There's a sense that demons are there, right? So it's still part of the Leela, but it's like purified. Vaikuntha is purified, you know? So this is very interesting. It's very important. It's very important that we understand that Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A lot of devotees here are from Gujarat, right? Or from other parts of India. Who's from Bengal? One devotee. Nice. For devotees from Bengal, they know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? But other devotees in other parts of India don't know about Lord Chaitanya as well, right? Because you grew up with Krishna, especially baby Krishna, right? Vallabhacharya, Krishna's Ladu Krishna, right? So beautiful, so cute. And the pastime is so important. The Damodar Leela. Krishna awards his childhood pastimes to Yashoda and Nanda Baba. They are the most relishable pastimes of Krishna. They are so relishable. How do we get to understand those pastimes purely? By following the instructions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You say, wait a minute, can't I just read about baby Krishna myself? Yeah. But if you want to understand Krishna in this age, you have to follow the avatar of Krishna in this age, right? This is the age of Nam Sankirtan. Nam, the holy name of Krishna. Nam means name. Krishna's holy name. The congregational chanting of Hare Krishna is the way that people become Krishna conscious in this age. It's the way that we get Krishna as our own property. Is that amazing? You get Krishna. Krishna is the owner of everything. Why would Krishna want to be owned by us? Can anyone say? How is it that you can capture Krishna? Krishna is unconquerable. He can't be conquered. How can you conquer Krishna? It's a big L word. Love, right, love. If you can develop pure love for Krishna and love him purely, he loves you back to such an extent that he can't stop thinking about you. He will do anything for you because you become a pure devotee. You love Krishna purely. Krishna wants to reciprocate that love. And actually he finds he can't. His best devotees are the gopis of Vrindavan. And the chief gopi is Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the premier gopi. She's the best gopi of all gopis. And if she's not around, Krishna is just not going to be happy because she is the perfect and purest servant of so many pure and perfect servants. We are all a little tiny spark of Radharani energy. The same energy that is Radharani, the Ladini Shakti of Krishna is Radharani. That Ladini Shakti, we're little tiny sparks of that. So what are we doing here? What are we in love with? Are we in love with Krishna? Nah, some, yeah. But mostly, we're in love with dog, family, car, house, meal. What am I going to eat tomorrow? Lunch, dinner, right? That's what we're in love with. But we know people have loved us in a selfless way, right? Many of us here are giving selfless love. If you have a child, it's selfless, right? What do you do when a baby hits you in the face? You hit him back? No, CPS will come and your baby's gone. You have to tolerate. You have to give love, unconditional love. What do you do when they're teenagers and they don't want to listen to you? Do you throw them out? No. You tolerate.
You say, please listen.
No. It's very hard. My parents went through hell on earth with me as a teenager. They're going back to Godhead just for that. Not really. I don't know. I hope so. But we become devotees to help each other. And we are here because we want to be devotees and we want to develop this love for Godhead, which Prabhupada tells us, which the scripture tells us, is the goal of life. The goal of life is to love Krishna purely. And if you love somebody, you can't stop thinking about them, right? If you really love them, you think about them all the time. I think about my daughter all the time. I'm always worried about her. What's she doing? Is she okay? Okay, I got to do this for a little while. I do my job, do my work, I do that. Then I'm back. Okay, wait a minute. What's Radhe doing? I got to check, right? Can you imagine being that way with Krishna? Anytime you're not doing something else, you're thinking of Krishna. Yeah, it's like that. And it's actually as enjoyable as it is to think about your child or your wife or your husband or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it is that you love to do. You're thinking of Krishna in that loving way. Is that possible? Yeah. How do we do it? Nam Sankirtan. We chant the holy name of Krishna congregationally together. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it. Krishna himself does the very thing he's asking us to do now and gets so much pleasure out of it that he says, I'm going to let everyone do this. And if you do it, you're going to get the pleasure that I feel now. And that pleasure is the pleasure that Radharani has serving Krishna. Can you imagine that? What kind of benevolent person would give you the greatest thing that we can't even imagine how great it is? And Krishna gives it to us, right? How many Bill Gates are outside? How many Warren Buffetts are outside waiting to give us $1 billion? None. That's not even something we'd want. Who would get in line if you could get it? Yeah, I would. I'd want $1 billion. But it's not going to make you happy. Ask Bill Gates, are you happy? Well, I got some cool stuff, but really, no. In my heart, I'm not really happy. Ask Warren Buffett, are you really happy? No, I'm not really happy. I got all these nice things, but really, you know, I just got to worry about it. I got billions of dollars, da-da-da-da-da. You know, people aren't happy with money. It's nice. There's nothing wrong with having money. We got to take care of ourselves, right? We should have a nice house. We should have nice things for our kids, right? That's important. To have nice things. But that's not what's going to make us happy in this world. The accumulation of wealth is not making anybody happy. And the proof is, what are the children of the rich people behaving like? They're committing suicide. They become drug addicts. They become alcoholics. They leave their parents. They don't even want their money. They can't stand it. It's not. It's proof. It's not going to make you happy. So Krishna is telling us in this age, Krishna has come in this dark age of Kali to say, I'm going to bring light to every heart, to every soul on this planet by spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Who did that for us? Srila Prabhupada. He brought Hare Krishna from India. It spread all over the world. It's in Dallas, Texas. Can you imagine that? What is the good luck we had? We're in Dallas, and who else is in Dallas? Radha Kalachanji, 500 years old, maybe older. What did he do? Who saw him? Who worshipped him? We're not totally sure. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the planet the same time as Kalachanji. Wow, what a personality. Our deity is so special. All the devotees of ISKCON are so special because Krishna is in this movement. And it is a movement to give the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar who comes in this age in a scheduled manner of scripture. It gives the schedule that all the art incarnations come, right? All the avatars of Krishna come. It's scheduled. It's clear. It's in our scriptures. This age is the age of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the age of Kali, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and says, chant Hare Krishna. And in this special age, it only happens once every 1,000 Kali Yugas, Krishna himself came. And Krishna himself comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other ages, in other Kali Yugas, did y'all know this? It's not always Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes it's a different avatar. But a different avatar will spread the chanting of Hare Krishna. But it's always the same. Nam Sankirtan is always in Kali Yuga. That's always the prime benediction. That's the prime mode of worship is Nam Sankirtan Kali Yuga. But in this time that we're sitting in right now, only what, 2,000 years ago, excuse me, 5,000 years ago, Krishna himself was on this planet. And then only 500 years ago, Krishna, a combined form, I'm sorry, Lord Chaitanya, the combined form of Radha and Krishna, Krishna wanting to taste the pleasure that Srimati Radharani gets from worshiping Krishna, from associating with Krishna. That incarnation came only 500 years ago, and he appeared in West Bengal, right? And he traveled all over India. He traveled to East Bengal. He traveled to South India, traveled to North India, went to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya's travels are very famous. They're in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is the postgraduate study of Krishna, right? Postgraduate study of Krishna. Right now, you all are graduate students. Did you know that? You're all doctorate holders. Everyone here is holding a doctorate in Krishna consciousness. You've heard Srimad Bhagavatam. You've heard Bhagavad Gita. Now, let's study the postgraduate study, right? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Let's get into what is it about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that made him want to break open the storehouse of love of God and give it to everyone, freely, without discrimination, in Kali Yuga. In the previous ages, you had to be a Goswami, right? Or you had to be a yogi. If you were born Sudra class, it's not open to you. You're born Vaishya, not open to you. You're born Kshatriya, not open to you. Only Brahmin class. Is that applicable now? No way. Those requirements are gone. Everybody gets Krishna Prem. Everyone gets to chant Hare Krishna. It's not based on birth. It's not based on caste. It's not based on how much money you have. And Prabhupada says it early. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to study the Vedas. You don't have to prove yourself with erudition. You don't have to win a debating contest. You just have to start chanting Hare Krishna. Excuse me. Chanting Hare Krishna is the prime benediction for humanity at large. I was going to go into the Shikshastakam, but I just didn't have time, and I'm sorry about that. But those are the actual seven verses. Is it seven, right? It's eight, sorry. Eight verses. Shikshastakam, eight. Eight verses that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself wrote. You can read those. The Lord's own words. Chaitanya Charitamrita also has things that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Direct quote from the devotees that were around him. So I highly encourage you, let's commit to chanting Hare Krishna, to come into the temple, to reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. You can buy it from the BBT. You can buy it from devotees. Get into Bhagavad Gita as it is. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in this. You can understand what is being given to you as your birthright. Everybody here in this room has a incredible benefit waiting for them. That is their birthright based on the legacy of their father, meaning an inheritance. Every person in here is due to inherit something which is beyond what you can even imagine in wonderfulness. It is your inheritance. It is your right to get what your father wants to give you. Why is it being denied to you? Is there an evil genius not giving it to you? No. The only reason we don't have it is because we don't want it. Because we're not trying to get it. It's not hard to get. Chant Hare Krishna. Live under a few regulative principles. Krishna's going to drag you back. He's going to drag you to him. If you show him the tiniest little bit of regard, Krishna helps us so much. So let's come together again next Thursday. I hope I see all of y'all here. I'll be here. I'll try to be on time. And be here and try to be on time too. And come on Thursday and be here for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you can get his mercy, especially that day. Now you can get his mercy any day, okay? You can get Krishna's mercy anytime you try to get it. Anytime you pray in your heart. Does Krishna hear you? Yeah, who hears you? Paramatma. Paramatma's in your heart. That's an expansion of Krishna. But this is a chance to go deeper, to understand intricate aspects of a topic which is impossible to understand on your own. In fact, it's not even available most of the time. Only right now, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. He said, everybody gets this. Everybody? Everybody. Trees, plants, bugs, aquatics. Everybody in the whole universe gets love of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. If we all chant Hare Krishna together, we can blow the roof off the temple. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra goes out, and it will save the whole universe. It's not hyperbole to say that. It's not an overstatement. That's the point of the movement. And in such a short time, the movement only traveled to Dallas, Texas. Do you know how degraded Dallas, Texas is? I've been raised here. This is a degraded place. But who's here to make it, to bring it up, to pull all the degradation out of the muck and give us not just Vaikuntha, not just Lord Vishnu, which is wonderful, but Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. This movement gives Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna with his friends, where there is the highest sharing of love of God, the highest sharing. And Krishna loves his friends and associates so much that he becomes their property. They love Krishna so purely, the gopis, the gopas. Krishna says, I can't repay you. I can't repay you. Now think of that. That's Krishna who can do anything. And he says, I can't do something. What is it he's saying he can't do? He's saying he can't repay the love of his pure devotee. So why don't we all try to become Krishna's pure devotee? It's available to us. Then you get Krishna as your property, but you don't get him so you can get billions of dollars and be Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. You get Krishna so that you can love him purely and he can love you. And then that kind of reciprocal love is the spiritual world. It's the pastimes that you see, which our material minds cannot, we can't understand how wonderful it really is. I had a quote from that the other day. I read somewhere. I should have saved it, but it's amazing. We have to develop even higher states of consciousness just to begin to even taste Krishna consciousness. But that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to waste our time in the muck of this material world, just suffering, you know, wondering what's going to happen next. You know, who's the next bad leader going to be? No. We want to get out of the material world and go back home, back to Godhead through this movement. So I'm sorry I went over a little bit. So a minute or two for a question. We got time? Okay, do we have any questions? Nobody ever asked questions in my classes, so I don't know what that means. Our millennium friend has a question. Sure. We can paraphrase if he doesn't want to talk.
Is Adam and Eve real?
Yeah, that's a really good question. When I was in the fifth grade, I was at I was in a parochial school, which means a Christian school where they taught Christian. It wasn't a public school, so they could teach about Christ, right, freely. It was a Catholic school, and so one time the teacher said, she said, you know, I just don't believe that story about Adam and Eve. I think it was a group of people, and they were all there in the beginning, and they just said, no, we don't want your mercy, God. We don't want you. And I thought that was a pretty good answer, because it's the same situation that we're all in. Adam and Eve, what was their sin? The sin is that they ate from the apple of knowledge. It means they wanted to enjoy themselves. They didn't want to worship God and get the enjoyment that you get from worshiping God, right? They wanted to be in the material world and get their own enjoyment. Then they suddenly went, hey, we're naked. They didn't even know that before that. Hey, there's things for us to do to have fun. So, my teacher's point was that they were a little bit metaphorical. They were symbolic. And so that's fine to think of it that way, or you can think of them as real personalities that existed too. Right. Well, the devil tempted them. Right. But I think that gets blown out of proportion. What do y'all think? This sense that the devil made me do it, right? We don't go for that so much. We all know that the sinfulness is in our own hearts and we have desires. Yes, Prabhu.
Less of a question, I guess, more of a clarification. So you read out the verse that, Krishna descends, himself, to get rid of the miscreants. But sort of in the Mahabharata war, he doesn't fight himself. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little louder.
Yeah, so in the Mahabharata war, he doesn't really fight himself, but he still, sort of descends to get, rid of the miscreant. So is that
right.
Sort of contradictory, or how does it happen, in sort of getting rid of the miscreant?
Hold it right by your mouth and say it loud. What's the question? I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, paraphrasing real quick.
Okay.
So Krishna doesn't actually fight in the Kurukshetra battle.
Right.
So how does he accomplish this, annihilating the miscreants?
Right. Krishna, Prabhupada says the avatars, sometimes it's a Krishna avatar comes, and Krishna himself, like when he's a baby, he kills demons, right? But then when he gets older, he doesn't have to be the one that does it all the time. He has agents and he has friends that do it. Who was his main agent at the Battle of Kurukshetra? It was Arjuna. He said, Arjuna, I want you to kill him. I could take him out now, but in fact, they're already dead. I already did it. But that he meant that metaphorically. He meant that symbolically. He said, materially, you have to do it. You have to be the one that does it. So he speaks Bhagavad Gita and he surrenders. But I just want to mention real quick, when you asked the question, I immediately thought there is one time that Krishna took up arms in Kurukshetra. And, right. He wanted to kill Bhishma because Bhishma was about to kill who? Arjuna. Krishna said, I will not pick up arms. I will not pick up a weapon in this fight. But what did he do? He broke his promise. Krishna will break his promise to protect his devotee. Every one of you in here, Krishna is willing to break his promise to protect you. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he protects us. Who did he come as to protect Prahlad? Lord Nrsingadev, right? So ferocious. He was so angry. He will protect you. So we have that to make us feel, okay, wait, I can do this in this world. I don't have to worry about the craziness of the material world. Krishna will protect you. Thank you. Thanks for your questions. Thanks for your questions. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.
His Grace Dharma Prabhu ki. Jai.